Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to our holding guided meditation for Afraid to See. And hopefully you've come with a question about what wants love in your life. And you may have gotten some indication about that before you arrived here at the meditation, or the question itself might still be pregnant. Just what is it? Where in my life do I need love? And let's go into this meditation in that spirit of exploration. So I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that you're in a private area. Make sure everything is put away and the devices are turned off so you can be fully present to the meditation. Now, I want you to know I'm recording this on a very hot day. And normally, I don't have a fan going. So you might hear a little in the background, and that's because it is just too hot to do this without the fan. So I'm trusting that we can just let this be part of the space today. So sit comfortably, feet flat on the floor if you can, hands in an open position, and breathing gently into the space that you are. In and out, in and out. Invite yourself to become aware of that tiny bit of space between the inhale and the exhale that is a doorway to divine feminine consciousness and stillness. Notice that the stillness is spacious. Invite yourself to remember a moment that you felt love, any flavor of love, kindness, humor, delight, warmth, joy, tenderness, any moment, any flavor, with another being, alone, watching a sunrise, curled up with a cat. Whatever it is for you, that moment, it could even be a mystical moment. Notice that the spaciousness and this love are really one. Allow yourself to be aware of that loving spaciousness and anchor it in your energetic womb space. This space of your primordial womb and the primordial womb of all life from which we come are connected. So allow it to carry you into that all-pervasive womb space and provide yourself with whatever you need to feel safe. Here in this space, you are loved exactly as you are. There's nothing you can do to earn the love and nothing you can do to push it away. It exists as you exist. Invite your mind to take you deeper into love than you have ever been before. Deep into the love, a new experience of love, a new threshold. Allow yourself to ask the question, where in me is longing for greater love? Let the thoughts come and go. Let them pass through. And the feelings and the sounds. Notice where you are drawn into thoughts, into your body, into memories. Simply notice where you are drawn and what comes through, and open to your compassion to what is there. Invite yourself to go deeper into love than you have yet experienced. And allow that love to be a soothing balm of presence and comfort to whatever moves through this space. That you are comforted and you are held. Allow your inner senses to open, your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, your clairaudience, your claircognizance, your awareness of life to open. In this dimension or other dimensions, opening to the part of you that has been yearning for love. Everything you see and feel and hear and know in this space is a reflection of something, someone, some experience longing for the love that it did not yet experience. And deepen into compassion and love. First for yourself, and then if there is anyone else involved, then for them, but first for you, and what you are feeling and you are experiencing. This is very important in the practice of holding, to care for yourself first, to be a vessel deep in compassionate love, is to be that love for yourself. Only then are you truly able to be in that compassion for another, and I mean true expansive compassion, that holds them in their suchness, in all accepting love, so they too can heal. We must first become that within ourselves. So I invite you to be aware of that place within you, longing to feel that accepting, compassionate love. deepening into the compassion for you and any being involved in that moment. Holding in gentle love, recognizing that in this space you are holding wounded children, wounded beings from previous lives, wounded souls trying to find their way in this lifetime. Holding them with great tenderness as you hold yourself in that same tenderness and understanding of how frail we are. Allow the feelings of compassion to soothe you. The space, the circumstances, any beings involved, to soothe in such a way that things unwind and unravel, returning their way to knowing that they are love. Every being having that opportunity in this presence to know that they are love. Notice that your light, your sound, your flowing energy might be opening at this moment, bringing you healing physically and emotionally. You open more and more deeply into this special space that you have allowed, you have invited, and your I Am awakens. Notice your I Am. Is it a vision, a sound, a word, a knowingness, a thought, a feeling, a symbol, a power animal, a plant? What comes through to support you now, as you have seen at some level what you were afraid to see, and it is already unraveling and unwinding and opening you to a new way of being? Allow yourself to feel that sweet realization that the monsters we are so afraid of are very often some of the most wounded parts of ourselves and others, yearning for love. And they transform so beautifully from monsters we fear into circumstances and beings that we are able to love, able to hold, able to understand when we remember how fragile we all really are. With the awareness of the I Am that is awakening in you, I invite you to take three big breaths and bring yourself back into the awareness of your body. Big inhale through your nose and blow. and notice that you are in a physical body. Notice that you are sitting against matter. Next breath coming further in. Big inhale and blow. Notice the air around you, its temperature and texture. Let it help to bring you back. Next breath, we're coming all the way back in. Big inhale and blow. Blow yourself into your body, into this beautiful alchemical transformation where we bring spiritual consciousness right into our bones, into our lives, into our actions. And be sure to stretch, rub, feel your body, and when you can feel your body, very gently open your eyes and live in what you now see.